Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The Lansing City Council August 2nd primary vote coming right up. I'll talk to Councilmember Carol Wood about her reelection efforts and the Michigan Strategic Fund awarding $25 million to support Michigan entrepreneurs. I'll talk to a Michigan Economic Development Corporation official about the help they'll be getting. But first, a sigh of relief across East Lansing today. State Budget Director John Nixon announcing this afternoon that he's decided not to pull over $18 million from Michigan State University over their tuition increase. To talk about how he came to the decision, Mr. Nixon joins me now. Welcome to the program.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be on.
Now, Republican members of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education were pursuing this issue quite aggressively and felt that the university did, in fact, increase their tuition above the 7.1% level. Why were your findings different?
Well, you look at what, how they did it, and you've got to look at the intent versus the actual law and whether they complied with the law. As the budget director, it was up to me to interpret what was written and apply it towards what the Michigan State University did. And certainly within the actual language that was written, I felt like they were in compliance. And so, technically I think that they met the actual language that was required of them. And so, they took action in 2010 to increase their tuition, before we were even here, and they gave a rebate, or I guess that they discounted it, didn't charge it till summer. And then the way the language was written, it was based upon the maximum allowable tuition of any semester. And so I really felt with what I had, based upon the legal standing, I had to certify that they had complied with the language as it was written.
An issue was a rebate provided to students, something MSU officials acknowledged was a unique move by the school and something the Republican members of the subcommittee were not factoring into the tuition issue. Was this, in fact, what made the difference?
Basically MSU, and it wasn't technically a rebate. What happened is that they did increase the tuition, the 4.9%, back in June of 2010. But they said, well, we've got enough money in the reserves or within the system to not charge the full 4.9% increase. We're going to leave 2.4% and defer that, not charge that for fall and winter semesters. But they did, institute it in summer. And the way the language was written is we said, we don't want you to be more than the five-year average, which was 7.1%, above that as far as an increase goes. If you do, you lose out on this incentive money. But what they did is they increased it based upon the summer tuition amount, which was the previously board-authorized tuition amount. So overall, it is a bigger increase than the 6.9% or the 7.1%. If you go from fall semester to fall semester, it's over 9%. And so it is a significant tuition hike. But, looking at how the timing worked and how it was written in the language, certainly I felt that they had complied with what was written there. And I think they did, too. I think that's why they did it that way, is because of the way the language was written.
The chairman of the House subcommittee, Representative Bob Janetsky, says that MSU was unique in its tuition increase, pointing to Eastern Michigan University and others that had far lower tuition increase rates. Did MSU, in fact, push the limit on its increase?
You know what, I'm actually not going to comment on whether they pushed the limit or really what the intention of the legislature was. I'll leave that to them to talk about. You just look at, as the budget director, it was up to me to certify whether they had met the tuition given certain requirements, and that's what I did. But you do look at the tuition increases, and there were some that were a lot lower, yes, and Michigan State's was overall year to year was probably the highest, and so certainly people can draw their own conclusions on that.
Should state schools keep their increase well below the 7.1% level to avoid a future situation such as this one, or was there really no issue once you looked at the numbers?
Well, I think what will happen is you'll see some changing in the language. I think you'll see a better definition of terms. The budget office, when we put out the governor's budget, we had the tuition restraint language in there. We initially wrote the language on it, and I think the intent was that, academic year to academic year, we don't want it to go up more than the five-year average. And certainly the way it was written was a little bit differently, not having anticipated that they had taken action but weren't charging the full amount. So I think what you'll see next year is, if there is tuition restraint language, you'll see it tighten up a little bit, maybe with some more defined terms, which I think will help certainly the legislature and the governor's office, but also help the universities. You know, they're reading the language as it's written, and they're saying, okay, how can we, you know, take care of what we need to take care of within the existing law? And that's what they did. And in reading it and looking at it with the attorneys, that's, you know, we felt like we had to come down in that way.
I'm talking to State Budget Director John Nixon. While I have you here, I must ask you about the status of concession talks with state workers. You called on department heads to make plans for the potential failure of those talks. Are negotiations progressing at this point?
Yeah, the state employer, Jan Winters, is really heading up the concession talks with the unions. Certainly, those talks have happened, or they're starting to happen. As was reported, she met with the UAW here this earlier this week. We look forward to getting together with them and working through the issues. What's nice and encouraging is that we do have dates, I think, for most of them, if not all of them at this point, to begin the talks and the discussions. And certainly as we think we move through it, we'll be able to work cooperatively with the unions to bring about a resolution here.
Finally, we're seeing recall efforts that include the governor and a public reaction to this budget that hasn't been seen quite before. And while businesses may benefit, it's likely to have less than a positive effect on many state workers and residents who rely on the state for help. How do you respond to the level of public disapproval to this budget that was just signed by the governor?
Well, I know there are a lot of people who are frustrated with the budget, but I also know that there are a lot of people who are pleased with it. You know, I think that what's happened, and you can see it kind of falling apart in Washington right now, as their talks. All the states have had to go through this exercise. What we were building was pretty much a house of cards. And when you looked at different expenses, different obligations to the state, and we've run up a $56 billion liability here in the state of Michigan. We have liabilities that we haven't even started funding that there was no plan to start to fund, let alone get a hold of. And so we're not trying to do something here, you know, that's, you know, to stick it to people or to hurt people. What we're trying to do is we're trying to look at the financial condition of the state and say, we've got to get this thing back on a solid foundation. Because if we don't, it's going to implode. I mean, you look at the federal government right now, they're on the verge of blown up, you know, and I think that what we're looking at from the state level is we don't want to get to that point. And so with everything that we've done, whether it's post-retirement health care, whether it's changing up the way we tax our taxation policy in the state, it really is a situation where we're trying to build a solid foundation upon which we can build. And that's really, there's no hidden agenda to that. The governor ran on that. He ran on revamping the tax code. He ran on putting the budget into balance, and we've done that. And I think you can see it's evidenced by our change in our outlook from the Fitch Rating Company yesterday to a positive outlook. I think that's great news. Where, you know, they cited it based upon prudent budget practices.
Just one more question, please. So much was made and is still being made about the decision to take money out of the school aid fund to essentially help provide the big business tax cut. Is this, in fact, what was done in this budget?
No, the school aid fund, you know, certainly the reduction to school aid fund. I know that what happened is there was a chunk of the Michigan business tax that was earmarked to the school aid fund, but a big majority of that was made up through the general fund and through some different fund shifting that we did. And so we didn't cut school aid fund to give businesses a tax break. We made up most of the business tax reduction on through the taxation policy that we did. We actually took the tax side and said, how do we structure a tax policy that's really going to benefit Michigan moving forward? And it was really independent. I know people want to say, well, we're hurting kids and giving businesses tax cuts. That's not really the case. I mean, they were pretty separate. And we did reduce the school aid funding, and we reduced the schools a little bit. But given the overall reduction in the budget, the percentage that we reduced the school budgets was actually a much smaller percentage than we did the rest of the state budget. So we know it's difficult. We know these are trying times. The schools are great. They do a good job. I mean, I'm delighted to have my kids here in Michigan schools. My wife's really happy to have him here, and it's not an issue again of tearing things down and trying to hurt people. What it is it's trying to say, how do we get our budget back into structural balance so we're building on a solid foundation? And not, you know, the goal here is to not be in crisis management year after year after year like we've been in the last 10 years. The goal is to really sit back and say, boy, where the budget's in the back seat, we're on solid footing, how do we move forward? What do we want out of a K-12 system? What do we want out of a higher ed system? Where do we want this state to go? And then, you know, bring the budget into place to say, okay, how do we get it there to support that?
State Budget Director John Nixon, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, thank you.
We'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.